It's pretty clear that Hunter Biden, his business partner Devin Archer, and their legal lobbying team in America for the company Burisma, a Ukrainian-owned company, had VIP access to the top of the State Department.
Do you recognize that voice? That is John Solomon speaking on Fox News last week. He turns out to be a surprisingly important figure when it comes to Ukraine and the impeachment inquiry. That's because the president listens to what he has to say. Here he is on Fox News' Hannity back in April.
There's a pattern here of Hunter Biden being in the countries where the vice president has a foreign policy portfolio and somehow walking off with some nice paydays.
Let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, and tell us more about who this guy is and why he is so connected to the impeachment inquiry.
Well, John Solomon's a longtime investigative reporter, a known figure in Washington, known for his work for many years at the Associated Press. And he, before recent years, he would have had a reputation as an intense investigative reporter and something in some ways of a hype artist. I first wrote about him in 2002, where an independent freelance investigative journalist made some credible claims that he basically ripped off his reporting about training of some of the 2001 terrorists in the airplane attacks. But Solomon progressed at the AP. He went briefly to the Washington Post, and then he made a pivot, went to the Washington Times, a conservative newspaper there, and joined later The Hill, where he was seen as an investigative reporter and more recently was labeled an opinion reporter as people really raised questions about the nature of some of the investigations he was offering.
Okay. And then he's more recently become very well known to President Trump and his inner circle. Here's President Trump praising Solomon in a rally in October.
John Solomon should get the Pulitzer Prize. How about these fraudulent writers at the New York Times? They get Pulitzer Prize and they got it all wrong. They have to give back their Pulitzer Prize, but that's a fix also, isn't it, huh?
So he's saying that John Solomon should get a Pulitzer Prize. How much influence has Solomon had on President Trump's White House?
Well, you've certainly seen the rhetoric, some of the clips that you played just a moment or two ago from Solomon. In some ways could have come out of the president's mouth as well. The focus on Hunter Biden, the focus on his role in the corporate board of Burisma over there. And look, I think the vice president, the former vice president Joe Biden and his relations, it's very much fair game to look at and scrutinize these things, both in terms of Biden being a former vice president some years ago and in terms of him being a contender for the Democratic nomination. But it's very different than saying that that's the cause for all these things we've been looking at in terms of the president's involvement, phone calls to the president of Ukraine and the like. And John Solomon's approach to this has been, this is the fundamental corruption that's happening in Ukraine. It really has much to do with interference there by people on behalf of Democrats to protect them from the Bidens and similar things that sort of deflect away from a lot of the matters that are under investigation right now.
And one of the people in the president's inner circle who's been at the center of everything to do with Ukraine is Rudolph Giuliani. Here is Giuliani speaking on Hannity last month, and you'll notice that in this clip, he also mentions John Solomon.
The Ukrainians brought me substantial evidence of Ukrainian collusion with Hillary Clinton, the DNC, George Soros. They came and gave me testimony. Eventually, it was John Solomon, who should get a Pulitzer Prize, by the way, put them all on tape. So it's all memorialized on videotapes.
So again, a call for Solomon to get the Pulitzer Prize. How closely has Solomon's reporting aligned with Giuliani's aims in Ukraine?
Well, it would appear to have dovetailed perfectly. Giuliani has told other reporters that he gave a lot of the materials that folks that he was involved with to Solomon for his reporting. You know, among the people Solomon talked relied on for sources, a guy named Lev Parnas, is Ukrainian-born, came to this country apparently, according to the New Yorker, early in his life, was selling or renting out Trump properties when he was a young man in Brooklyn, and yet has gone back and helped them develop damaging material on not only Hunter Biden but a former ambassador there, Mary Jovanovich, and claiming that she had tried to order the chief prosecutor of the Ukraine not to prosecute certain figures. That's a claim that the State Department under President Trump has called an absolute fabrication, and that prosecutor has since backed off those things. But you've got this sort of orbit of people around Giuliani with whom Solomon has been working closely. And I want to be clear, among the people Giuliani's relied on is this husband and wife, a legal team, Joe DeGeneva, his wife, Victoria Tensing, who both former federal lawyers, but both of them also represent not only John Solomon personally, but they represent a Ukrainian billionaire who's been at the center of some of this scandal and has been feeding some of this damaging material out to the West.
And when you look at John Solomon in particular, does he look like the chicken or the egg? I mean, is the information coming from him going to the White House, or is he just going on Fox News and parroting the things that the White House has already got in their heads?
I'm sure he's having real conversations with people, and I'm sure he's putting it out there. But what he's doing, it would seem – the most cynical way to look at it is what he's doing is sculpting the raw material that Giuliani and his orbit have come up with mm-hmm. and putting into a journalistic frame and construct. He may believe that he's doing real journalism at his site. He's left the Hill newspaper and its site is called John Solomon Reports, and he says reporting the truth. It is certainly a truth that Donald Trump wants to hear. It is certainly reinforcing Trump's own predilections, but it is also – steering him astray from the matter right in front of him right now happening in Washington with the impeachment hearings. It's a very different topic than the one under investigation.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.